With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. In a four-year span, there were 109 car crashes on Highway 8 between Crandon and Leona. For more than a decade, community leaders have pushed to make the corridor safer for drivers, pedestrians, and ATV-UTV riders. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, those leaders and community members gathered last week to celebrate accomplishing that goal.
We've had a lot of close calls.
Forest County Pottawatomie Chairman Brooks Boyd Sr. is celebrating a win for his community that's been a long time in the making. For more than a decade, the tribe, the county, state, and federal highway departments have been working towards making Highway 8 safer between Crandon and Leona. One of the major issues was visibility because of the hills.
The vehicles coming out of the residential neighborhood, you know, you couldn't see outside of that hill. So that's such a big deal today for everybody, and it was all in the name of safety.
Construction workers have moved 300,000 cubic meters of dirt to reduce elevation and improve visibility. There are also now separate ATV-UTV and walking biking paths along the highway. There's even a two-compartment tunnel that crosses under the highway, so those riders, bikers, and walkers have a safe crossing.
We are a woodland Algonquin tribe, so we wanted to also incorporate those designs into the designs of the tunnel. As you can see, you'll see some of the floral designs all scattered and integrated into the design, which is a representation of who we are as Pottawatomie people.
While safety was a major motivation for this project, health and wellness was another factor. The paths currently run from Otter Creek to Firekeeper Road. The next phase of the project, scheduled for next year, will continue the pathway to Crandon.
I think we're pretty happy about that aspect, knowing that it's going to motivate the community to get out and just get some exercise.
Tribal leaders, Wisconsin DOT representatives, Governor Tony Evers, and the Forest County Board Chair all spoke at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. All highlighted the intergovernment cooperation from the federal to local levels that made the project possible. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Forest County.
The project cost more than $18 million. The section of Highway 8 reopened to traffic on Saturday. The Wisconsin DOT is asking drivers to proceed with caution as work will still be ongoing through early November. Hundreds of people gathered at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander to protest the Trump administration. It was among thousands of other protests nationwide as part of the No Kings protests. In Rhinelander, Victoria Brandt gave a speech before people started lining Oneida Avenue. Brandt is a member of the Leadership Committee for Northern Lights Indivisible.
Do it again. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Brandt encouraged the crowd to stay peaceful but never passive and to be joyful. She told WXPR she's experienced a lot of emotions in recent months, especially with the ICE arrests and what's been happening to immigrants.
So I balance it out with, I know what's happening, I know the news, and I'm just going to keep fighting and find joy, find community. You know, I love these protests. Every time I leave here, I feel so empowered.
Protesters held signs ranging from "Hate never made any nation great" to "Defend the Constitution." Many protests, like this one, were focused on defending democracy against fascism.
Simply, our democracy is being attacked. My parents were from Germany, and they went through this, and never again. All my relatives in Germany cannot believe that America, this is happening to America.
There were also a lot of American flags and signs saying, "I love America." The latter was in response to House Speaker Mike Johnson referring to the protests as Hate America rallies.
When I was listening to the news and I heard that, I made myself another sign that says, I love America, because all of us here love America, clearly.
Organizers estimated about 1,000 people at the protest in Rhinelander. Locally, there were also protests in Ironwood, Eagle River, Phillips, and Minocqua. A crash outside of Rhinelander dropped power lines onto the pavement. The Pine Lake Fire Department says it happened just after noon Sunday at the intersection of River Road and at Northview Drive. When firefighters arrived, they found the driver had left. It appeared the car had been speeding before going out of control and hitting a power pole and several trees. The power pole snapped and several lines were across the road. River Road was closed for a time as Wisconsin Public Service crews dealt with the live wires. Sheriff's deputies intercepted the driver in another vehicle, and they were taken to the hospital to be looked over. Wausau has received more than $2.8 million from a settlement with 3M over PFAS contamination in the city's municipal water systems. The payment is part of Phase 1 settlement with the company. According to a release from the Wausau Mayor's Office, combined with an earlier payment, the city has received over $2.92 million. The release goes on to say that while the funds are significant, it will only partially offset the costs of Wausau's PFAS remediation efforts. The mayor's office outlines three priorities for the funds, including offsetting capital expenses, reducing debt service, and stabilizing rates. Officials expect additional funds from the DuPont settlement and a special needs fund. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A proposed ballot initiative to help close Michigan's $4.5 billion school funding gap has won the endorsement of the State Board of Education. Catherine Carley reports.
The Invest in My Kids amendment would add an additional fair share surcharge on incomes of more than $1 million to help fund K-12 public schools. Molly Sweeney with the Detroit-based advocacy group 482 Forward says the new revenue would help reduce class sizes, recruit and retain teachers, and boost career and technical training.
And we know our greatest investment is our kids, and if we're not putting our money where our mouth is, what are we doing?
Critics of the amendment say Michigan taxpayers already spend record high amounts per student, yet the state's reading and math scores remain some of the lowest in the nation. Sweeney says the amendment could raise an additional $1 billion a year at a time when federal education funds are under threat. I'm Catherine Carley.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.